I want to welcome Ronnie Cummins now with the Organic Consumers Association. This is another good news, bad news story where organic is really catching on. When you see it at Safeway, they have their own O label. You know it's gone mainstream, and that is, you know, really an environmentalist dream, and even not just environmentalists, but all those who are concerned about not only the health of whoever's consuming a particular product, but also those who grow and create our food products. And so tell us, first of all, what the trend is, and then, you know, what, of course, some of the downside is. It always seems like, you know, as soon as something gets big, there becomes another side of the story that we need to watch out for.
Well, the good news, Betsy, is that 50 million Americans are starting to buy healthy organic food on a regular basis and have turned our alternative food and farming system into a $15 billion powerhouse. There's so much demand now that there's starting to be shortages of things like organic meat and milk and citrus and other things. Unfortunately, the bad news is that big corporations have noticed that this is the way the wind's blowing and have entered into the organic market and are lobbying furiously to meet the growing demand, not by helping USA farmers and ranchers make the transition to organic. They want to meet the increasing demand for organic products by lowering organic standards and by outsourcing so-called organic products from places like China.
And who is spearheading this effort? You say some companies, some industry, but who exactly are the bad guys?
Well, the giant entering into the room is Walmart, who have recently stated that they want to be the market leader in organics, that they intend to sell twice as much product in their organic line as they ever have before. And Walmart and others, the supermarket chains and the grocery manufacturers of America, have lobbied hard to start lowering standards and to allow practices such as factory dairy feedlots, where the cows are kept in intensive confinement, to call themselves organic.
Now, you know, I understand that Kellogg's is coming out with organic versions of their popular Raisin Bran and Rice Krispies cereal, and you say in the past, big companies, cereal makers in particular, like General Mills, Kraft Foods, and even Campbell's Soup have been trying to hide their organic side, and now they're trying to promote it just like low-fat and natural can be used to really sell products and also to exploit.
Yes, I think all the big companies now are seeing that with Walmart and Safeway and the others moving in this direction, they better speed up their efforts or they're going to get left behind. So some of these companies are now willing to put the corporate parent's name on the organic products, although the general practice is still to leave that off. For example, you go to buy the leading brand of organic milk in your local natural food store or grocery, it says Horizon Organic on the label, and you'd never know it's owned by Dean Foods, the largest dairy conglomerate in America. You'd also not know that milk, at least half of that Horizon Organic, was coming from these factory dairy feedlots where the animals are kept in intensive confinement and are not pastured. You go over to buy your organic juice, you see something that says organic orange juice. What you're not going to find on the label is that juice is coming from Brazil, not from Florida or Southern California.
So what needs to change, Ronnie?
What needs to change is that organic consumers need to vote not only with our pocketbooks in the marketplace, where we're doing a good job of changing things around. We need to get organized politically. We need to make sure that our tax money is used not just to give $25 billion a year to large factory farms and genetic engineering operations. We need to provide some money to help family farmers in the United States that want to make the transition to organic. We need to help them to do so that we'll have a supply of organic foods and other products into the future that meet our demand, because the alternative is we're going to see lowered standards and we're going to see more and more outsourcing from places like China, where labor standards are abysmal and where organic certification is dubious at best.
Now, I don't want to milk the milk story too much, but that is a product that many people do look for in the organic variety. What are some good players? What are some brands that are truly organic? And what about the pasteurization process? Is that something that's questionable as well? It could be misleading?
Well, the good news is that most organic dairy farmers in the United States today and Canada and Mexico are doing it right. They're pasturing their animals. They're following strict organic standards. The bad news is that there's a couple of large corporate players, Dean Foods Horizon and Aurora Organic, to name two, that are skirting the rules, violating traditional organic standards. They're not pasturing their animals. They're keeping them in intensive confinement. And they're also continuously importing calves from conventional farms where these calves have been weaned on blood and fed slaughterhouse waste and genetically engineered food and dosed with antibiotics. We've got to put a stop to this. There's only about five brand names now that consumers have to look out for. We're telling people on our site, organicconsumers.org, which brands to avoid, and you can trust the other brands in organic dairy. Now, to the issue of pasteurization, there's definitely a lot of evidence that raw milk and raw dairy products like raw cheese are definitely good for you. But there's also a large number of laws, federal laws, that make it extremely difficult for dairy farmers to sell raw milk or raw goat milk or cow's milk. So it typically depends on what state you're living in, if you can get access to raw milk. But there is increasing evidence, of course, that the less processed your organic food is, you know, the healthier it is for you.
Now, I have to mention Organic Valley Farms, and full disclosure, they are sponsoring our Daily Greens, but they seem to be very sincere and very pure about their organic line and also growing it. They have cottage cheese, yogurt, more players entering all the time. But are they one of the good ones? I sure hope so.
Yes. In a recent nationwide study of organic dairies, Organic Valley ranked right up there at the top. It's partly, for sure, the fact that Organic Valley, unlike Horizon or Aurora, is a cooperative that's actually owned by the 800 organic farmers who are part of that cooperative. And they understand that you don't want to go for the quick buck and maximize profits at the expense of, organic integrity. This is a long-term transformation of American and world agriculture that's absolutely essential to public health, stabilizing the climate, and creating a living wage for the 40% of the world's population who
Ronnie,
are still farmers.
Well said. Thank you so much. I'm afraid we're out of time, but that's been Ronnie Cummins, Executive Director for the Organic Consumers Association. Great interview. We'll get you back another time.